This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Report on bill related to Tilganga University of Ophthalmology tabled in National Assembly. Nepal's merchandise exports increased by 31.8% during 6 months of current fiscal year. Transport Minister Devendra Dahal pledges to advance proposed East-West Electric Railway project. And China, Canada and Mexico promise retaliation after U.S. President Trump's tariffs move. Now the news in detail. A report on the bill related to Tilganga University of Ophthalmology has been presented in today's meeting of the National Assembly. Tulasa Kumari Dahal, President of the Legislation Management Committee of the Parliament, presented the report. A total of 29 lawmakers proposed 71 amendments to the bill. Committee President Dahal explained that the report took into account experts' suggestions as well as the proposed amendments. The bill aims to increase public access to eye health services and ensure quality care. Nepal's merchandise exports have increased by 31.8% to 98.79 billion rupees during the 6 months of the current fiscal year. According to the Nepal Rashtra Bank's report entitled Current Microeconomic and Financial Situation of Nepal published today, destination-wise exports increased to India by 46.1% rather, China by 19.7% and other countries by 1%. Meanwhile, the remittance inflows increased by 4.1% to 763 billion rupees in the review period. In the US dollar terms, the gross foreign exchange reserves increased 10.3% to 16.84 billion in mid-January this year from 15.27 billion in mid-July last year. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Podel has assured that the government will settle the outstanding payments owed to construction entrepreneurs. Speaking at a program in Kathmandu today, Finance Minister Podel explained that the current government has faced significant challenges due to unpaid obligations left by the previous administration. However, the finance minister expressed confidence that the government is now in a position to settle all outstanding dues. Regarding the ordinances introduced by the government, the finance minister expressed optimism that they would play a key role in policy reforms and strengthen the private sector's confidence. Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Prithibi Sabagurung, has said the newly introduced social media bill aims to strengthen national unity. Speaking at the inauguration of the 8th District Convention of Press Chowdhury Nepal Lamjung chapter today, Communication Minister Gurung clarified that the bill was brought forward to uphold the fundamental principles of democracy and the values of press freedom. The Communication Minister further explained that the government is making efforts to regulate and organize social media rather than controlling it. Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport Devendra Dahal has assured that the government will not back down from the proposed East-West Electric Railway project. Speaking at a program in Japa today, Minister Dahal stated that the government is actively working to move the project forward by securing resources and distributing compensation. He described the electric railway as the government's dream project and emphasized that there is no intention to abandon it. The project, the government had acquired over 7,000 plots of land in Japa, Morang and Sunsari districts in June 2022, is expected to commence soon. The Minister for Land Management, Cooperatives and Poverty Alleviation, Balram Adhikari, says the government is working to ensure that the newly formed commission to address land-related issues will be the final one. Speaking at the inauguration of a new building for the Land Revenue and Survey Office in Chabil of Kathmandu today, Minister Adhikari emphasized that the commission has been granted greater authority compared to previous ones. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
for internet, Nepal Telecom go back. Internet, TV, telephone, data, ekasa.
Karma TV, henus, ya internet, chalaunus, phone garnus, data chalaunus, sajilota ekasa.
Fiber internet, fibra gati ko sansar. Telephone, internet, TV, sabai kurama bharma. Nepal Telecom ko fiber internet. नया जडान गर्न तथा मर्मत गर्न घरमै बसी बसी 198 डायल गरे पुग्छ।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
Welcome back. Now, the remaining names. The Independent Power Producers Association of Nepal, IPAN, has signed a significant memorandum of understanding for acquiring international renewable energy certificates. This move comes as the role of the private sector in Nepal's power production continues to grow. The MOU was signed by IPAN Chairman Goresh Karki and proclaimed CEO Kabin Kumar Kandasamy during a recent event. Under this agreement, 2,000 megawatt of electricity produced by the private sector in Nepal will be eligible for carbon trading, and the first phase out of the 2,700 megawatt generated overall. Proclaims CEO Kandasamy emphasized that Nepal stands to benefit from carbon trading, following in the footsteps of neighboring countries like India, Bhutan and Sri Lanka. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Canada, Mexico and China have vowed to respond to sweeping new tariffs to their exports to the U.S. announced by President Donald Trump. According to the BBC, Trump said a levy of 25% on Canadian and Mexican imports, as well as an additional 10% tax on Chinese goods, would come into force on Tuesday. Canadian energy faces a lower 10% tariff. The U.S. president said the move was in response to his concerns about illegal immigration and drug trafficking, two of the main promises on which he was elected. In response, both Canada and Mexico said they were preparing similar tariffs on U.S. goods, while China added it would take necessary countermeasures to defend its legitimate rights and interests. Canada, Mexico and the U.S. have deeply integrated economies with an estimated $2 billion worth of manufactured goods crossing the borders daily. Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum called allegations that the Mexican government had alliances with criminal organizations slander. She instructed her economy minister to respond with tariffs and non-tariff measures, which are expected to include retaliatory tariffs of 25% on U.S. goods into Mexico. Likewise, Canada has already announced retaliatory tariffs against the U.S., with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau matching the 25% imposed on his country. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is on his way to the United States to discuss the second phase of the ceasefire agreed with Palestinian group Hamas in Gaza. According to Al Jazeera, negotiations for the second stage of the ceasefire are due to begin in Washington, D.C. on Monday. Netanyahu's office said on Sunday, as the Israeli leader departed for the U.S., U.S. President Donald Trump, who has claimed credit for the ceasefire deal signed on January 19th, is expected to host Netanyahu at the White House on Tuesday. It will be Trump's first meeting with a foreign leader since his inauguration for a second term. The second phase is expected to cover the release of the remaining captives and to include discussions on a more permanent end to the war. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be mainly fair throughout the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Report on bill related to Tilganda University of Ophthalmology tabled in National Assembly. Nepal's merchandise exports increased by 31.8% during 6 months of current fiscal year. Transport Minister Devendra Dahal pledges to advance proposed East-West Electric Railway project. And China, Canada and Mexico promised retaliation after U.S. President Trump's tariffs move. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.